Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, back on live. I know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy D Letter, man. Let's get the brother right on here, man. Rhino, what's good, brother?
What's good with you?
I can't listen. Let's go ahead off the rip. Did you get robbed? That's the question right now. Everybody want to know. Did you get robbed? In your opinion, let's get to the shit.
I say this before. I answer that question about how I really feel about it. The culture feels like I got robbed. You know what I'm saying? Like the culture, like all up and down my timeline, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any type of social media that's out. Yo, you got robbed. You got robbed. You got robbed. You know what I'm saying? And even with the judges, like they said two key things that was just like, this doesn't even make any sense. You know, so
now,
yeah,
what
of course,
makes sense.
Like
let's stay right there. Let's stay right there, Ryder. What did you feel as a competitor that didn't make sense? And I'll tell you what I thought didn't make sense. What do you feel?
Method Man said that Mike P's second was more personal than my second.
Yeah, Meth. God, Meth. My favorite rappers, too. We damn, I hated it when you said that, though. How much did that throw you off, though?
How much did that throw me off?
Yeah. Just to hear that.
I really looked at Meth like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't get no more personal than what the fuck I'm talking about. He's talking about Goonies and all this shit. I'm talking about real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference between it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And even if you don't know, I paint the picture so clear to where you know what's actually going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, all right, boom. So how is that more personal? You know what I'm saying? So, all right, cool. Then, Solomon was like, yeah, man, you know, Ryder was more polished, but Mike P was, you know, comfortable. So I got to give the third to Mike P. What? And he stumbled twice in the third.
So hold on. How would you score it then, Ryder?
I mean, honestly, man, I feel 30? Like there's a gentleman's 30 out here, man.
Woo!
It's a gentleman's 30 out here. 30. You want to give him a round, you can give him a round. But I feel like it's a gentleman's 30. Like, I look at it like this, right? Mike
All
P
right.
technically won, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where have you seen Mike P since the battle?
Yeah, but Ryder, did you play a big part in that? Because I got to give you this, man. I'm having real talk. Ryder's here now, y'all. Ryder, I will be a hypocrite and try to front and stunt. Like, I have Mike P beating you, right? After the battle, that's the beauty of battle rap. I could pick a winner, but then if I'm keep it real afterwards, bro, I thought you won that battle, bro. I had you 2-0 going into the third round. That's just how I had it. You feel me?
Exactly.
And I was shocked that I edged Mike P the third. I edged him the third, right? Some people say the first is debatable. It's debatable, but I still gave you the first, right?
Right.
I thought your second round, regardless if it wasn't true or not, the picture that you painted for all of us at home and watching on Caffeine, it was more like, damn, is this nigga telling the truth right now, bro? That's how I felt, Ryder. No, you like, you better bullshit, but I feel like this nigga painting a good picture here right now. So I don't understand the judges, you know. It's, I don't know, Ryder, man. I don't know.
Kind of crazy, man. Look, man, he unfollowed everybody off Twitter. You know what I'm saying? He damn near unfollowed everybody
off motherfucking
Instagram. Shorty deleted her social media. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
All of this shit is going on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this is why I say I lost the battle, but I won the war. You feel what I'm saying? And let me break this down for people that's like, yo, Ryla right. fucked up for, you know, airing out her business and whoa. All
right.
If you know what was going on behind the scenes, then you already know what was up. You know what I'm saying? So that is what that is. But my whole point for this battle was, first round, come out the gate, bar this nigga to death. The second round, because of what he did to Danny, I said, I'm gonna violate a man's wife for a whole round.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And niggas want to applaud and appreciate and call it round of the year. You know what I'm saying? All this shit. Okay.
Right.
Karma comes to a few, right? Let's flip this back on you and see how you like it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. That's the reason I did it. You know what I'm saying? Because it kind of bothered me that he would take that angle with Danny Meyer's wife and talk about her drug addiction and, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you was a former addict, my nigga.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what it's like to be there. That's why I said, why wouldn't you pray for her and hope she seek the same help that you to seek for yourself? You did it for battle rap clout. You know what I'm saying? Reaction, you are opportunist. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm breaking you down as a person. You a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? So the whole battle was to give you a taste of your own medicine and then tell you who you are in that second and third round. Genius. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Like I tell niggas all the time, it's not about punches all the time. Like niggas like, yo, I need Ryder to punch. No, I know exactly how to beat each opponent once I get them. And I know exactly how to beat Mike. Because Mike holds himself to this high alpha male standard. Like, I can't be humbled. And I humbled him.
You did, because, Ryan, I'm going to keep it real. I was concerned about you a little bit during the face-off, because I thought Mike was trying to big bro you a little bit during the face-off, right? And
yeah, but then he contradicted himself.
Yeah. In what way? Talk to me. In what way do you feel that way during the face-off?
In the beginning, he said, like, I would be a walkthrough. I'm easy. I'm already in the next round type shit.
Yeah.
And then
in the end,
you know, Ryder is my toughest opponent. If I can get past Ryder, I said, well, wait a minute, because you just said, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like he was trying to big bro me, but he was, you know, contradicting himself the whole time. So it's just like, y'all be falling for that shit. I sit back, I observe, and I'm just like, okay, I hear you, pal.
Oh,
you know,
man. Do you feel also that the second round is kind of weird, because as battle rap fans, we're seeing the body language of Mike P, whole body language, when you're talking about, you know, his misses and stuff like that. Where's the thin line between, okay, Mike, you did the same thing as Danny Myers, and you got even more crazier than I did probably. And I'm saying something about your girl. Where's the thin line between, okay, judges and people at home? You see this man's whole demeanor change when we go there. Now, did you poke a hole where now more battle rappers are going to use the stigma that you – they've done it before, but I thought you hit it more at home. Do you think more people moving forward are going to tap
into that? I ain't going to say I'm the only one that can say
right,
that
right.
home. But
more effective,
you know what I'm saying?
Effective,
like,
with it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the way that I did it, it opens up so many other doors for people to use that angle, because, you know, it's a difference between, oh, yeah, your girl or whatever, da-da-da, she be doing woo-woo. Now it's a, yo, Ryder, you know what I'm saying, woo-woo. And then you start. And so depending on what his moves is, it could affect his career. That's a damaging round, bro.
Yeah.
And let me clear this up, too. Let me clear this up, too, for people that be like, yo, him and Mike P were friends. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's like, me and Mike never kicked it, bro. Never kicked it. I never went nowhere with Mike. I never was on the phone with Mike. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit. I pretty much became cool with him through, like, Shorty and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, me and him never kicked it on no shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, y'all saying that we had such a great friendship. Well, I ain't never really hang with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So what is y'all talking about, this disloyal shit and all this? Because I see a nigga at an event and I'm like, hey, what's up with you? Yo, you be doing your thing. I like how you rap. Ooh, we best friends now? No.
How was it awkward afterwards, though? After the battle? Was it awkward?
I mean, not for me. I'm cooling. I was outside popping champagne and all types of shit. Nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm cooling.
Oh, man. So, all right, were you mad at all? Because I didn't see you pop off on Twitter. The comments you read on Twitter were like, you appreciate all the fans and everybody, you know, supporting you. You didn't seem salty. You didn't seem angry. But 25K is on the line, though. You know what I mean? That is 25. How you felt afterwards? Were you mad at all? Or how you feel right now, day, you know, 24 hours?
Nah, I kind of knew that once Method Man said what he said, I said, all right, this is done. This is done. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the fan, because it was another thing going on with the voting, too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really, you know, I'm not trying to dip into conspiracy and all that type of shit. But niggas saying they couldn't vote for me. The last 15 seconds or 20 seconds to vote for me, my name disappeared, and it never popped back up. So that plays a part, too. That shit was stuck on 48 to 52 for a good, like, 20 seconds. You know, and that plays a pivotal part. You know, and, you know, I'm not going to sit here and just blame that on somebody, but that shit did happen. You know, so it is what it is. But regardless of whatever happened, they say I lost, I feel like a winner. And I'm moving like a winner. And Smack treated me like a winner. Smack walked up to me after the battle and said, yo, Ryder, you had me off the edge of my seat every round.
Yeah, yeah.
Beasley talked it up.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, so... And people forget, man, that I'm one of them niggas, man. Like, you put my back against the wall, and you're going to see what's up. My only thing that I got to do from this point out is act like my back against the wall, even when it's not. Every battle.
Got you.
No, so, you know, the persona
you're saying basically
so
that.
Go ahead.
So Ryder, you're saying basically that you knew that once it went to the fans' votes, that Mike was going to get that? You were conscious of that already, or?
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm aware of his, you know, relationship with Method Man and shit. Iron Solomon, ooh, they kind of rap the same, you know. So I get it, you know. And then Tony Bro, he knows. Tony Bro knows. You know what I'm saying? He knows, like, who Shorty is. He knows the story. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? But he did say, some people is not going to know what Ryder's talking about. But then again, I go back to how clear I painted the picture and how frustrated he was as I was rapping my round. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on,
so,
Ryder.
No, it got to be something, man.
You just said something. Hold on, Ryder. You said something interesting, though. You said Tony Bro knows this story?
Yeah, I'm saying he know who Shorty is. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm talking about Ashley or Yak Girl or whatever, he knows she's around the culture. 40 Bars knows she's around the culture. Who Might Be Girl is? She used to work for Al Capone, all that. So they know. Iron Solomon,
okay.
I don't think he's in that tune with the culture to know who his girl is. He knows who the battlers are, but he's not going to know who Shorty is. You know what I'm saying? Or Method Man might not know. But like I said, I painted the picture so clear, you know what I'm saying, that how could you not? Because if you're not that in tune to Method Man, how can you say he's more personal in the round when he's talking about Goonies, Cave Gang, this and that? And maybe you don't even really know about that. But he's painting a certain picture, and you're trying to say he's more personal. Nah, I'm talking about how the shorty that you out the wife I was with. And then she never told
you.
That's another thing.
False.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact, man.
What you mean that's a fact? What do you mean that's a fact,
man? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, hold on. A lot of stuff you were saying that second round was not fabricated. There was some truth in some of the stuff.
It sounded like I was lying, bro.
No, all right. You painted a good picture, but I'm not going to know because I'm not in the know. I know of her
I know what you're doing right now. I'm going to play along with you, though. This is what I'm saying. Everything that I'm saying.
All right.
What part is it that's on some? Nah, this nigga might be lying. It's too detailed. It's too structured. When I say, yo, go back to Ryder versus Mac Myra, you even watched her put the silk on me. Niggas went back to that battle to see if I told the truth. And yeah, she put the silk on me. It's there. I'm not lying about shit. Anytime I take that ankle on a battle, bro, I have no reason to lie. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you was bullshitting, right? I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought you was bullshitting.
Come on, man.
I just make it. You know why I say that? Because I'm not in the know. So I'm like, this nigga's painting a good picture. So I think everything you're saying is, you know, and I think Mike P is only getting mad on the strength of you mentioning his girl.
Who gets that mad, you know, if it's not facts?
But this ain't the first time we see Mike not get mad, though. We seen Mike get mad about this before, though, right?
Your girl's a whore. What they say, they just regard her in a degrading kind of way. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
right.
Yo, you got to chill on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But no, we talking about tattoos. We talking about the tattoo on your arm. We talking about certain things that's like, you got to know to know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
It's certain shit like that, man. Like, and it's just, if you think I'm lying, you think I'm lying. Cool. If not,
nah,
that's
hey,
fine.
Sir.
I'm talking about to the people in general, you know.
Right, it is what it is.
Like, the battle over now. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I did what I did. Mm. And like I said, most people got me winning. A lot of people, like, I feel like the people's champ or some shit right now. Like, it's just wild. Like, when you got all of the bloggers saying Ryder won and got robbed, when you got the trolls going crazy, you know, a lot of the trolls don't even like you. You know what I'm saying? So you got them going crazy. Then, you know what I'm saying, Surf Online saying the same shit, Geechee saying the same shit. A lot of people are saying the same shit. So,
In the first round, though, you said something about 725. Were you taking shots at Surf, or you comparing?
Facts.
You had some
facts,
Surf balls
facts,
in the first round, though.
Yeah. Because Surf bet against me.
Okay.
Surf bet against me versus Mike. So I took that shot. You know.
And one line you said was interesting, though. You said the Buster Douglas. You added all the guys that might have lost to Mike or beat Mike, right?
Yeah, Buster Douglas. I'm going to be another
AI,
nigga that
right.
off Mike. And I did.
Yeah, man. It's crazy how it feels like you won this battle. You know, you lost the battle to the judges or the fan vote, whatever. But to the masses, I'm seeing a lot of people saying they felt you won this battle, man. 2-0 or 3-0. So is there a level up for you after this? Are we leveling up? Are you planning on leveling up?
I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you, who is there a name that you, is there somebody else you want to see, or?
Man, give me Av. Give me Rock, man.
You have, though.
That's
yeah, you
really
have has been like, yeah, you have.
You know, give me one of them, man. You know what I'm saying? They know what's up. They know what's up with me. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, me and Loso, let me see. I don't know if people have people.
Loso.
I think me and Loso will be a good battle. Who else? Me and Danny. Yeah.
You and Danny.
I say that right now.
How did you like the caffeine environment? No crowd? How did you like that? Because a lot of people were saying, oh, Ryder ain't going to have nobody behind him, supporting him. How is that going to work with Mike P? Like, you know what I mean?
Now, did it look like it mattered?
At all. I had concerns about that Ryder, but nah, I was wrong. Again.
I rap better when niggas just let you rap. Sometimes when you grabbing a nigga, when you doing all this extra shit, it take you out your element. It's, you know, like me rapping with nobody around, oh, I can get through my shit. A little bit of crowd reaction, cool. I'm going to still be bombing through my shit. Now, had that battle had been in front of a big crowd, that'd have got ugly for Mike.
That second round would have hit hard, though, yeah. In a big crowd, yeah. You spin or somewhere like that, it's hitting, though, yeah. In Atlanta, it's hitting hard. Yeah. My thing with Mike P is this, that, and I didn't take this in consideration until after I'm watching the battles. I felt like, especially during the first round, when you started rapping, I'm like, all right, Ryder's getting straight to it. I feel sometimes Mike P, especially, what's the time limit here, Ryder? 2 minutes? 2:50, right? Some shit like that?
You said what?
The time limit is like, what, 2 minutes, 2:50, right?
Two minutes, 2:30, cap.
Yeah, sometimes it takes Mike P a while to heat up, I look like. It felt like. And while you're coming at him from the jump, he starts off kind of slow until he gets to the punch. And it's like, all right, Mike, you got to hurry up here because Ryder already came at you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, brother.
Yeah.
Good to me, man. I'm just shocked that I'm kind of shocked that you lost. I felt like you won the battle, even though I picked Mike. I still felt you won that battle, man. And you know, it's one of those things. I feel like, I don't know how you feel, like, okay, I lost the battle to the judges, but then again, I won because the culture in the whole feels that that you won. You know what I mean? Can I get your take on some of the other battles, though? What you thought about Reaper Rel and Danny Myers? Have you got to watch any battles?
Shit, man. Danny was getting Reaper out of there. Danny was getting Reaper out of there, man. You know what I'm saying? Reaper fucked up in that first. I don't think he fucked up in the second. He was doing good in the second. But Danny was just relentless, bro. You know what I'm saying? That was a good little 30. And then that's another thing. Method Man gave Reaper Rel the first round after he choked.
Yeah, he did.
This is the shit I be talking about.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, right. Ain't bullshitting, though. Yeah. Were you shocked at Holmesy the God? How soundly he beat Saga, though?
Nope. I heard both rounds before they went into it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I'm not going to tell, you know, another battle.
Right.
Like, yo, you know, I heard this. You know, you might want to. Nah, I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? But I actually thought Saga was going to win the first at first. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, Holmesy clearly going to get the second. It's going to come down to third. And then, shit, Holmesy went in and just went crazy.
Wow.
So,
and looks on
none was on another level,
shocked,
man.
Ain't gonna lie.
That's probably still considered battle of the night between them two. They was going to war. It was going to war in there, but you gave it to Loso. I gotta watch it again, bro. I felt like none won from what I was watching because I had to leave at a certain point. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all
right,
you know. But the fans had none up like 75 to like 15 or something like that. Like, you know, so that's crazy. But
wow.
Who else we had on?
Yeah, man. Franchise and Tink.
I didn't see Franchise and Tink. I heard that was a good battle, though.
It was all right. I think you guys, yeah, it was all right. It was cool. I gave it to Tink, but I see some people giving it to Franchise and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Wavy and Steams, I gave it to Wavy.
Listen, man. Wavy was phenomenal, bro. When that nigga told Steams, he said something like, wow. Blood dripping off his body. Looked like he waterproof. I said, God.
Proof your damn.
Like, yo, what the? Where was your mind at when you thought of that?
Oh, man. Damn. Wow. Damn, Ryan, it's crazy, though, man. I'm still, before we wrap it up here, I still feel you won that battle, clearly, in my opinion. 2-1, some people say 3-0. I don't get Meth and Iron Solomon. I don't really get the logic behind, you know, the second round. I think a lot of people gave you that second round, whether they think it's fake or real. It is what it is. What's your relationship with Mike, though? Because he made it sound like you guys have a real tight, though. And for you to go there about, you know.
Like I said, man, I fuck with him as an artist. You feel
right.
What I'm saying? Like, me and him never kicked it in the same hotel. Me and him never went out to eat nowhere together. You know what I'm saying? Me and him have never practiced our rounds together. You know what I'm saying? Anything like that. So he's just a good dude. When you're around, he's just a good dude. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you got
right.
people. Like, that is what it is. But I don't owe you, you know, like, I'm not going to say nothing about Shorty because I look at it like this. How would I know that for you on your side, because me and Shorty was cool, how do I know that she's not giving you some information? And which she did,
because
he said something in the battle, and I said, only you would know that if she told you that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's another reason why I don't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? It was like, and it was a little piece, and he could have expanded on it, you know what I'm saying, but he didn't. But it's just the fact that he still told this nigga, and he just probably couldn't come up with nothing to do with it, but he still snuck that in there, you know what I'm saying, to where I noticed, like, okay. I know where that came from, you know, and that's what it was like.
Do you think you should leave wifey at home moving forward?
I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter.
You don't think so? You don't think it matters at all?
Was she there when I battled?
That's a good point. I don't know if she's in the side, in the cut. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not seeing who's in attendance, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if she's in the building, if she's on a low type shit. We don't see her, you know what I'm saying?
She definitely wouldn't. And I feel like it was a reason she wasn't there. What's good with you? You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was a reason she wasn't there. And it might have been another reason she wasn't there, you know. But at the end of the day, I've heard other things, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, come on, man. Don't try to sit here and completely paint me out to be the bad person. Like, could have told him.
Right. Yeah. All right, man. Once again, man. You did a great job. I like your first two rounds a lot, man. And I hope that, you know, you get the battles you want. I hope you show improve, because my thing is this: is 25K is on the line. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want the judges to get it right. You know what I'm saying? I think you and Mike P had a dope battle, man. I just want to see, because let's be real. A couple years ago, a lot of us were champion for you to get the look. Everybody said, Ryder needs a look. Ryder needs these battles and stuff. And I felt like, I don't know if it was the Goonie separation, you know, I felt like, you know, you have the potential to be one of those dudes. And I felt I shortchanged you myself going into this battle, but I was like, damn, Ryder is really coming out to play though, man. So I hope to see you again this year, brother, for real.
Yeah. Only thing I can say to that, bro, is, and niggas gonna count me out and doubt me all the time, but when you look back on my record of battle rap, I don't be losing like that. You know, even with this so-called loss, it's a dub. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
right.
Yo, like, niggas know I really want this shit. So I don't even look at it like I lost the Mike P. You feel me? Like, it's just like, it's another battle. You know, it came down to whatever. People's claim was close. When you watch it back on footage, you're going to see that he really wasn't saying too much or nothing. And this is what I was stressing to the people. Like, I'm like, yo, he says a bunch of nothing to get to something, but when he get to something, is it really that crazy?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That nigga hit me with a ride or die bar, bro. Hit me with a ride or die bar, bro.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. And fucking Method Man applauded him for that shit. What?
Yeah.
A ride or die bar? Yeah. At this point in my career, niggas are still getting points off that?
I guess we got to keep contact. Notice how the judges, you know, moving forward. Some people even said, you know, Mike P works for Caffeine, so they're not going to make him lose. Like, a lot of people are coming with a lot of conspiracy theories. So I see it out here, man. You know what I mean?
I'm good. I'm good. I look at it like this, bro. Like, I'm not going to say anything happened with the whole Caffeine shit. I don't know. I don't really know.
Right.
You know, but a lot of things did happen, and it is what it is, man. I feel good about what happened, and that's all that really matters, man, because I know I elevated from that. My stock done went all the way the fuck up. I'm the most talked about battler from Ultimate Madness round one, and I supposedly lost.
Crazy how that works, right? Crazy how that shit works, Ryder. For real.
Man. I ain't even post no clip. Other niggas been posting my clips going viral and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Ryder, man. I appreciate you as always, my brother.
Yeah, man. You know, hit me anytime, man.
My man. You know the vibes.
Right.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Ryder, man. Y'all know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. One.